broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Chris Carlson on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, for Saturday. Wow, it's just crazy how time flies. Saturday, April 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is Hour 2 at 2, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the checks and balances in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, as our guide. We're talking about one of the reasons that the deep state has selected Donald Trump as their conservative standard bearer is because he's a typecast. You say, what the heck is that? Yeah, you got to learn about what a typecast is, ladies and gentlemen. They've been able to pitch him very well as that. To some degree, it's almost like a cartoon character in many ways, as they try to make you believe he's just stupid, hate-filled, running around grabbing women by the whatevers, and that's the idea. Typecasting is a form of art. It's designed to heighten the drama of stage performances, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you make somebody a hero or a villain, you highlight these quintessential characteristics. And what you do is you can even play it to perfection and make someone kind of the villain and the hero at the same time. And what's Robin Hood, a hero or a villain? Right? What are some of these Jason Bourne movies? Is that guy a hero or a villain? I mean, he's literally running around murdering everybody, but he's the hero, right? Okay, it's this kind of stuff, Chris.
Yeah. So, and that's why I often say that Washington, D.C. is Hollywood East, because what you see on your TV screen is not there by accident or there because you have a compelling interest to see it. It's there because somebody else has a compelling interest for you to see it. It's there to manipulate your mind and your heart, by the way, because they want both your mind and your heart to be involved, mostly your heart, because it's a lot easier to manipulate people on an emotional level rather than an intellectual level. But they try to do both. So, yeah, Donald Trump is typecasted. So he is what Christians believe is our only last hope to return this country to the solid, and I'm almost tempted not to say constitutional foundation, because we've deviated so far from the Constitution. We don't even talk about it in our conversations when we speak politically, because we've lost sight of the fact that that should be our foundation. You know, we talk about immigration. We talk about issues rather than principles. We should go back to the principles. And they have the deep state, the powers that be, however you want to characterize them, have specifically chosen Donald Trump because of typecasting. Because he is a little rough around the edges. He's crude. He's brutish. He talks demeaningly about women. And they want to associate that with Christianity. See, the ultimate goal is to eradicate Christianity from the face of the earth. And they've done a pretty good job so far. I mean, they've got a long ways to go. And they're using Donald Trump to do that. And there's two aspects of this mechanism that they're using. One, they're creating a standard bearer. They're creating a standard bearer in the person of Donald Trump that embodies these vices. They're not virtues, they're vices, because Christians should not conduct themselves in the way that Donald Trump conducts himself. We should not be demeaning, and we should be inclusive. You know, that's a very dicey word. You got to be very careful when you use that. But he is not very inclusive. I mean, he tends to alienate people. He alienates liberals very, very effectively, and that's something that he could correct very easily. You see, he could be a mild-mannered, more presidential type of person, but I believe that he has been instructed by people over him in higher positions of authority to intentionally come across as this brutish character that he'd been created to be. Okay, so that's one aspect. Another aspect of it, Sam, is this. Because we have now chosen a standard bearer who embodies these vices, it makes it much more easy for us who are mostly Christians, the MAGA group, you have to admit, are mostly Christians, it makes it so much easier for us to lower our moral standards. And that's something that I don't think a lot of people are picking up on, Sam. Do you agree with that? Do you see that?
I agree. Absolutely. I think that there's a lot of what they're doing. They're creating an agenda. They're basically polarizing we the people. And I'll give you an example. Donald Trump made one quick statement. Oh, yeah, the Constitution's being, you know, abused. Let's get rid of that. Right now, we're in such an emergency, we got to just jettison the Constitution, he says. Well, now all the constitutionalists are going, what? I don't want Donald. Then he says stuff like, oh, man, this is horrible. Election integrity problems. Mail-in voting is a problem. And then later he's like, oh, man, you know what? If we can't beat him, we might as well join him. Let's go ahead and use all these systems in a way. And you could say, well, Sam, no, you're taking them out of context. Yes and no. Right? He may not mean it that way exactly. But that's the way it's being pitched in the media. Well, yeah. On one hand, the media is not fairly representing him. On the other hand, he lets it go. He could fund folks like us who would help set the record straight. And if he funded enough of us, we could take back the narrative from the mainstream press. But he doesn't do that. When he wants to appear somewhere, he goes to Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson was the guy behind the scenes in the lawsuit that literally hated Donald. That literally said he couldn't stand him. Well, those texts got brought out in court. So why is he going straight back to Tucker? Because it's a game.
Yeah.
It's political theater. It's a game. They're making this typecast character out of Tucker that he's the conservative leader. I mean, if you want to get out the conservative side, you go to good old Tucker over at Fox. And so Trump is being typecasted, but so are these news media personalities. They're being typecasted, too. If you want to solve problems, if you want to be the conservative real person, you go to Rush Limbaugh / Tucker Carlson. They are your man.
Yeah, we're being
But yet they fall way short of a conservative ideal from what I understand, Chris.
Well, unless the conversation involves constitutional principles, and you don't have to mention the Constitution specifically, as long as you invoke those principles, because those principles are eternal. They're not just for this life, Sam. I mean, self-reliance, hard work, responsibility for your actions, all of these things are embodied in that document that we have been gifted by God. Instrumentalized on was button on it.
Well, and the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear. Trump is being used very craftily by the deep state. Whether he's involved in it or not, Chris believes that he is. I don't really know if he's involved or not. I don't know how connected he really is or how. I know that it's being used to perfection with or without his knowledge, whether he has knowledge of it, whether he's playing along and carrying out that narrative or whether it's being used against him. I don't know. And it doesn't really matter which. The fact is it's happening. But understand this, though. Donald Trump isn't really the target like you want to believe. He's under investigation. He's this, he's that, he's all. But they're promoting him at the same time. I mean, why keep him in the media at all? But look, folks, he's being typecasted. But he's not the target. We are, Chris.
That's right. We are the target, and we need to recognize that. And like I said, Trump is one man. One man cannot destroy a nation. What can destroy a nation is when an entire population, or even 50%, I believe that more than 50% of the people voted for him, at least the voters, in this last election. I can't prove that beyond any shadow of a doubt, but there is overwhelming evidence to that fact. So at least they're manipulating the minds and the hearts of about 50% of the voting population. And that's what is scary, because that will lead us down the road to destruction. One man cannot lead 320 million people down the road to destruction, but roughly half that population will. And the other half of the population are probably in support of Joe Biden or our independence. And I think that a significant number of Americans are still independent-minded. And that's going to be the remnant that will be saved. Because I'm among them, and I think, Sam, you are too, and people that we hang around with tend to be more independent-minded. But, yeah, the target is not Donald Trump. Donald Trump, like I say, he should be rotting in jail with the January 6th rioters. I use rioters in quotes, obviously, but he's not. And that's something that we need to think about. If you want to press charges, why don't you press charges that are really going to stick? Because they won't stick, because he really wasn't part of it. It was orchestrated by powers even greater than
Well, the it's the same manipulation, all right, is the same Trump indictment deception is kind of the indictment of Bill Clinton back in the day. You know, Bill Clinton got indicted over, you know, a sexual relationship with an intern. He didn't get indicted over his war criminal activity. He didn't get indicted for his drug running in MENA, Arkansas, or raping women or any. Look, it was an intern that was old enough to make her own decisions, but it was a scandal with no repercussions. Think about how Trump and Clinton are both really indicted on the same things. They got with a woman that was of adult decision-making age, and they had some improprieties. And the women aren't very happy, and the nation's not very happy, and both of them lied, and now here we are. But you can't really prove either lie. Okay?
Yeah.
And so where do you go with all this? And the answer is you go nowhere. You don't really take action. You don't prosecute. Nobody goes to jail. It's like no harm, no foul. It's the scandal that can last forever. And it's the same scandals that they've tried to take down, say, Roy Moore with. But as Donald pointed out in his soundbite we played last hour, if you're a Roy Moore or a Sam Bushman, those lies will take you down in the court of public opinion, perception.
Yes.
But when it's Donald, and this is why we believe Donald's protected by the deep state, whether he's involved or knows it or not, why does it not take down Bill Clinton or Donald Trump? But it takes down anybody they want it to take down? How does that work? When we come back,
100%.
We'll talk more about the fact that we are the real target. Okay? Trump is not the real target. We are. We'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
True Passover versus Easter. The Catholic Church and most denominations follow the Jewish Passover. Here is the Jewish tradition. The Passover takes place 14 days after the new moon, after the equinox. But what does God say? In Isaiah 1, verse 14, quote, "Your new moon feasts and your appointed festivals I hate with all my being," unquote. Now notice God's word versus Jewish tradition. Quote, "In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight is the Lord's Passover," unquote. That's from Leviticus 23, verse 5. God's year begins on the spring equinox. Passover is always on the 14th day of God's year, the 14th day after the equinox. The Sunday after the Passover is Resurrection Sunday. None of this is about fertility, which is exactly what Easter is all about. Easter bunny and eggs, fertility rites, are paganism.
Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam Bushman and Chris Carlson. We were talking about Donald Trump and why the media wants him to become our next president. And yes, you didn't misconstrue what I said. They literally want him to be our next president. No, I promised 5 points, 5 reasons why they would want that. We've given you 3. I will quickly give you the next 2. The 4th reason that they want Donald Trump in office is because he did such a good job the first time in advancing the deep state agenda. And again, this is review. We could talk about the $6.7 trillion of debt that he incurred over a short four-year period of time during his presidency. And that represents more debt than we accumulated America's existence, to give you an idea of magnitude. And then we could go on and on and on about the horrible things that he did during his 4 years in the presidency. Number five, they want a conservative to be at the head of government when it collapses. And I know that's a kind of a dire prospect to think about, but eventually, no. And I know Joel Skousen, if he were here, he said, no, 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 it's not going to collapse. The economy is not going to collapse per se. It's going to just go down, down, down eventually. So it's not to alarm people to action. So those are the five reasons I think the media literally wants Donald Trump to become our next president. So let's talk about an article that Alex Newman, who has been on your show, Sam, many times. I know you have a great deal of respect for him, as do I. Alex Newman wrote an article in the New Magazine called The UN Pushing New Age Spirituality on School Children. And he says, an obscure United Nations institute is quietly working to transform education worldwide to impose radical political and spiritual values and beliefs on children. It is all happening under the guise of social emotional learning, SEL. Okay? So he goes on to say the United Nations Educational, Social, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, and here's another acronym, Mahatma Gandhi's Institute of Education for Peace and Sustainable Development, NGIEP, as if we don't have enough acronyms to concern ourselves with from the UN and from our own government. You've got that, which is an organization that is funded by our government for the last 14 years, Sam. And if you do your math, during the 4 years of Donald Trump's presidency, he was funding it. Now, I say he, obviously Congress has the power to appropriate money. So, but under his watchful eye, we were giving money to the United Nations, this UNESCO NGIEP organization, to brainwash our children. Now, Alex Newman goes on to describe this program as dominated by pagans, communists, New Agers, and fringe psychiatrists. The UN-based institution has global reach, boasting that it guides education policy worldwide, including America, and the organization publicly claims it is merely working to give children, and this is a quote, kinder brains. Now, did you want to interject at this point? Because I want to talk about kinder brains really quick, Sam.
Well, I really think it's important to understand when we talk about the UN pushing New Age spirituality on children. You know, it's interesting how we've blown up in the local level. You know, parents are concerned about the transgender agenda being taught in their schools. They're concerned about children being taken across state lines for abortions without their knowledge. They're concerned about the critical race theory lies that are being taught. They're concerned about, you know, all these different things. And so they decide to go down to the local school board and let their feelings be known and say, hey, let's work together as parents to get this back on track. But then they find out, look, it's got It's got agenda driven from the central levels of the United States government, the FBI, the Justice Department, literally being called in with a you know, point of a finger. Hey, those guys are the evil guys. Next thing you know, the FBI and the Justice Department are backing local school boards and local school organizations, unions, etc., to attack parents and consider them terrorists and everything else. This isn't by accident. Well, now, as we read this incredible article, we realize that the UN is pushing this New Age spirituality, this transgenderism, all this stuff on school children. Alex Newman, our dear buddy over at thenewamerican.com, wrote this piece. Highlight, look, so now you got to really understand. The only people telling you that it's international now is guys like us and Alex and others. The mainstream press wants you to believe, oh, it's the FBI that are the bad guys. Parents are taking their what's really happening is it's gone international, folks, and they are literally abusing us internationally. And their goal is to eclipse all things righteous. Their goal is to shut down the Ten Commandments and Christianity altogether. And they're doing it as at a global level while they're trying to make you believe, oh, the FBI and Justice Department went rogue. Don't worry. Reform those programs and we'll be okay. It's a way to buy time as they continue to undermine. And so they've been undermining for years. Now it's kind of broke out into the open where most people know it. When I first started teaching how evil the education department was, people laughed at me and said, Sam, you're crazy. Now then they later, 10, 15 years later, they said, Sam, how did you know? And now they're literally spouting it as if they knew it the whole time. So the education is coming out. But the problem is, again, no one's focusing on the real enemy, which is an international education cabal at the United Nations level, taking over education while we pretend we're getting rid of the education department, right? Okay, that's what we're talking about, folks. While Donald says, golly, I really want them to get rid of the education department, he's right and he's spot on. But the Republicans aren't going to back him in that play. They'll never do it. They love the international scope of the cabal to use, quote, UN mandates, UN edicts, UN, quote, treaties or resolutions or conventions or to undermine. And then at the end of the day, Congress has no authority. The president has no ability. Nobody has any really positioning to fight this. They want to be quiet while this gets so far along it's virtually unstoppable. And then they'll go ahead and let it all come out. Same thing with the state and the general level. Hey, they didn't want you to know the general level was controlling education to the level that they are. Now they're okay with it coming out, though, because what are you going to do? Sit down, shut up, or we'll arrest you, criminal, terrorist, racist. Sit down, shut up. Okay. Now they don't mind it coming out because they know they've already got so far along we can't stop it. Okay, they want the same thing to happen at the international level. So that's still being, quote, cloaked in secrecy, if you will, and hidden from the public, except for bold reporters like Alex Newman, bold people like Liberty Roundtable Live telling you about this, Chris coming to the table and highlighting this and saying, hey, what the heck's going on, right? But it always begs the question, why is there so much evil in the world? What is going on around here? This has always been the case, Chris.
Yeah, and they're trying to replace Christianity, and that's one of their main targets. We need to understand that. I mean, it's not just that they think spirituality and occultism and the New Age religions, and my parents, by the way, were kind of into that. They were hippies when I was growing up, but eventually they grew out of it. They recognized it to be dead-end, you know, those forms of government, or those forms of religion, I should say, to be dead-end streets, and they grew out of it, and they matured into Christianity, and now they're mainstream Christians. But you're right, and the reason that they're promoting these more occultic religions is because they don't require accountability on the part of the religious adherent, and they appeal to the natural man. And that satisfies their agenda because that draws us away from our foundational principles of hard work, accountability, limited government, all of those things. And it makes us rife for their manipulative techniques. Let's go back to, you know, I ended my last comments on kind. They want to create kinder brains in our children. My commentary on that, Sam, is giving children kinder brains is the role of traditional Christianity. And it's always been in this country. That's why we've been, you know, for the most part until recently, a relatively peaceful country where people want to come here. And it's been a prosperous country because, you know, we've embodied in our founding documents and in our character those attributes of hard work, accountability, and then not only accountability to our fellow man, but accountability to God. But these New Age religions, they eliminate those aspects from the religious environment here. So, of course, they want to interject us with these religions that appeal to the natural man and, you know, make us God. They're basically elevating man to a God in and of himself. And that's a dangerous place for us to be. He goes on, Alex Newman, to say, through its programs, the world can be become more peaceful and sustainable. And that's a very dangerous world, sustainability. But in reality, he says, the Institute is a key vehicle for injecting occult spirituality into classrooms worldwide, as called for in Chapter 36 of the UN's Agenda 21, Global Plan for Sustainable Development. And if they can get us to embrace sustainability as a governing principle, we are doomed, Sam.
Got to turn to God, family, and country if you want real solutions, ladies and gentlemen. You got to stand and be counted in those who fight for the sacred Christian cause. Are you with us? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The court fight over the abortion pill mifepristone continues after the Supreme Court paused a lower court ruling. It now heads back to the Fifth Circuit Federal Appeals Court for a hearing on May 17th. The court yesterday extended a temporary stay on a lower court ruling that would have stopped production and distribution of the drug. Today is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, the aim to keep prescription drugs from being misused. Studies say two-thirds of people who have misused prescription painkillers got them from a friend or family member. Unneeded prescriptions of all kinds are being collected at sites across the USA for incineration. Those locations include pharmacies, hospitals, and police stations. Close to one in four middle and high school students are misusing a medication for ADHD.
A new study in JAMA Network Open shows the uptick as more children are being diagnosed with the condition all around the country. Sean McCabe, the study's lead author, says the findings should be a major wake-up call. He noted that the medication does help those with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but there's a need to preserve access to the medication and lower the risks for misuse. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A new survey finds that a majority of Americans think climate change is a top priority.
According to a CBS YouGov poll, 53% of respondents said climate change needs to be addressed right now, while 14% said it should be dealt with in the next few years. U.S. Climate Special Envoy John Kerry says we're already starting to see the effects in extreme weather.
We're seeing things happen that really were the stuff of fiction. As recently as, 5 years ago, but now no longer.
Still, nearly a quarter of respondents in the poll said climate change doesn't need to be addressed at all. I'm Karen Sloan.
This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam Bushman and Chris Carlson this lovely Saturday morning, wherever you may be. We're talking about the wonderful news throughout the world of, you know, how our country is becoming more firmly founded on constitutional principles, how our leaders are becoming more constitutionally minded and directing this country, out of obscurity and back into the pure light of Jesus Christ and our Christian heritage. Oh, wait. That's not necessarily the case. So we're trying to do that, and we hope for that, but so far not so good. But we're doing what we can as individuals, aren't we? We don't worry about what other people do. We only worry about what is within our power and our influence, and we go about our day-to-day lives in that manner and know that ultimately God and his ways will prevail. So we're talking about this agenda on the part of the UN to basically lead us into an occultic religious type of mindset. One of the monks that Alex Newman quotes, who is somehow affiliated with this program, his name is Matthew Ricard. He offers some alarming insights into what is really going on at the intersection of SEL, which is social emotional learning and spirituality. He says, this monk says, one of the groundbreaking developments in neuroscience has been to show that any form of training changes the brain and consequently our ways of being. And then Alex Newman goes on to say that our brains remain pliant throughout life, but are particularly malleable during young age. Actually, that's the monk saying that. Okay. And I'm like,
Yeah, thanks, Captain Obvious. This is not groundbreaking. You know, the scriptures in Proverbs 22:6 say, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So it's obvious, the younger and more impressionable we start training up our children in particular forms of religion, the more it will stick with them. That's not always the case, but it tends to be the prevailing point of view. And I say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Satan and his minions are of the belief, however, that if it's fixed, break it. So Christianity has always served, Sam, for our religious foundation. It has helped us to have kinder brains. It's helped us to be accountable to a higher power. And I'm not talking about the UN. They would like to become gods there. But there's nothing wrong with our traditional American Christian culture. That is exactly why Satan is trying to destroy it. And he is using the UN, as you said. And not only has he destroyed religion in the past, but today it's different, Sam. Satan has, for the last 6,000 years, he has been destroying empires and nations and religious societies. But now in this golden age of globalism, he is excited to not only influence people on a national level or even an international level, but he's got the whole civilized world to work with. And that's what's scary, because they're operating through the UN, which will eventually, they're hoping, and I know it's going to come to naught, they're hoping for it to become a full-fledged international ruling type government, which I know will not succeed. But they're using that, and they're using unlimited amounts of money through the fractional reserve banking system and fiat money system that we are now merging into on a global scale to accommodate for this global regime. And if they get away with convincing our young people through these programs that Mother Earth, also known as Gaia in the UN, is suffering because of our unsustainable economic and cultural practices. Sorry about the dog. I'll try to get rid of him. They will be able to convince us that the only thing that's going to save us is if we bow down to Gaia, Mother Earth, and its benevolent facilitators, or its benevolent the people that are trying to save it, which in this case would have to be the UN, because it's a global problem and national solutions will never work. So Christianity, again, is on the chopping block. It's being targeted. And eventually, if we're not careful, our children are going to become adults, and then they're going to be in positions of influence and power. They're going to be able to vote. They're going to be choosing our next leaders. And if you haven't withdrawn your children from the public school systems, and even here in Utah, Sam, as you and I both know, some of these influences are beginning to creep in. I'm a licensed teacher. I see these influences on a regular basis. I was at a school the other day where I was required to show the kids a video that was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates organization, our fund. And it literally showed in this film, it showed what would happen in a scenario of global warming where people would not be able to find sufficient amounts of food. And they literally showed grandmas in the street being stabbed and stabbing other people. And this was junior high kids. And it was a cartoon, but it literally showed people in the streets fighting and stabbing each other and killing each other. Can you imagine the psychological effect that this has on junior high age students? And this is right here in Utah.
Well, it makes you wonder why there's so much evil in the world, but this is going on everywhere, and this is the agenda, and this is what they're trying to push. Remember, the target, folks, is us. The real target is jettisoning Christianity. The real target is to dissemble God, family, and country. They want to destroy those things, okay? You know, they're using so many different ways to make that occur, right? attacks on all of us, creating cartoon characters kind of people, creating sideshow discussions that don't really matter much. But then they've got the core things that do matter a whole lot behind the scenes that they're highlighting as well. For example, the ESG agenda from Joe Biden. William F. Jasper writes a piece in the New American about this. But look, the Republicans are just as much part of ESG as the Democrats are. Chris?
Yeah. Well, we talked
about... How are the Republicans not backing ESG just the same as the Democrats?
Well, you're right. And then they voted against it, but they tried to override. So let me give you the legislation. This was February 28th of this year. Congress attempted to exercise the Congressional Review Act in overriding President Biden's Labor Department's last attempt to implement the first phases of an ESG score by administratively. So it's not coming. It's here. It's on our doorstep, Sam. So and this wasn't promoted in the mainstream media, by the way. I would like to point that out. They goes on by administratively implementing the rule, quote, prudence and loyalty in selecting plan investments, and plan is referring to 401k retirement plans, by the way, and exercising shareholders' rights, which sounds wonderful, right? Prudence, that's a good word. We all want to have prudence. Loyalty in selecting 401k retirement plan investments and exercising shareholder rights. Well, boil that down to simple layman's terms. That's the ESG score right there, and it's being implemented by President Biden's Labor Department right now. Okay, so Congress voted against
it. But hold on, let me step back for a second. Hold on. Mm-hmm. It's really being implemented by the House of Representatives, and they're funding it, controlled by the Republicans right now. If the Education Department slash whatever, what department did you say?
Labor Department.
Okay, the Labor Department. You could defund the Labor Department instantly tomorrow.
Okay. Yes.
But the Republicans are funding this agenda controlled by Joe, right?
Mm-hmm. They are funding. And you're right. They don't mention that. They'll never mention that. But we do. We know that they have the power of the purse. And the Founding Fathers gave them that power for this very reason in a situation similar to this. And they're not exercising. And they won't. And they didn't exercise that with Obamacare. They could have done it on day one. Obamacare would have been dead in the water. They had the majority, but they didn't. And that tells you, you're right. They're both on the same page. We need to kick both.
And let's talk about, you've got several questions in a quiz you want to talk about, but I think this highlights this too. You tell me where the Republicans have opposed these agenda items.
So the questions are kind of tongue-in-cheek, Sam. I'll go through a couple of them, but I don't want to go through all of them. I said, are you in favor of prudence and loyalty in selecting 401k retirement plans? Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, let me stop you there.
Okay.
I am not for retirement 401k plans at all. I don't think the government ought to have any involvement in my retirement or the decisions that I make financially.
Right, particularly the federal government, because it's laid out right there in the Constitution. Well, it's not laid out. The 10th Amendment lays it out, basically.
Yeah, what's the second one?
Prudence and loyalty in exercising shareholder rights.
Okay, I don't think that governments ought to be involved in shareholder rights. I didn't know shareholders had rights. I thought you had God-given rights and government-created privileges. See, this language is the deception. And this is where the Republicans and Democrats come together to create more government control.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Okay, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam Bushman and Christopher C. Carlson. And we appreciate you joining us this wonderful Saturday morning. We're talking about the wonderful issues that our president and our Congress and the UN and all those wonderful people that are just trying to make our lives sustainable are implementing and coercing us into complying with, if we let them, because we outnumber them 1,000 to 1, folks. And we need to assert our superior numbers, but sometimes we become deceived and we do not realize that we have the majority of not only the numbers, but we have the moral majority if we are in fact Christians in deed and not only in word. So we were talking about this implementation of this ESG score, which according to the scenario that has occurred, we are living under right now. Now, it hasn't been fully implemented, but it has been passed into law. We need to be very careful how it will be gradually implemented, which will be the case because they won't all of a sudden try to implement it overnight. They'll do it little by little so that we don't notice it. But William F. Jasper, in his article, he talks about 25 states that are suing the Biden administration in an attempt to block a Department of Labor rule that allows fiduciaries to consider environmental, social, and government ESG factors when choosing retirement investments. So over 2 dozen states, he says, are suing the Biden administration. And my point there is, have you heard about that on Fox News?
Let me stop you there, Chris. And this is where I say that the Republicans are as guilty as the Democrats. Yes, conservative Republican states, by 25 of them, that's significant, are suing. But what are they suing for? They're saying they want to stop ESG from being part of the discussion, right?
Okay. Yes. You're right.
Which is good. The problem is it's not great. And let me explain why. So we have a lawsuit and we battle about that. We may lose that lawsuit because, again, the courts are corrupt and they decide. That's number one. Why don't the states just nullify now and just say, look, it doesn't apply to in my state? Why don't they just say, look, we're going to force the government to get out of these issues? What are they trying to apply ESG to, Chris?
Yeah, no, you're right. We
investments,
about moral
401ks, how you spend your money. Okay, so why aren't we going to then just get the government out of making these rules, decisions, guideline programs about my spending, my investments, my portfolio, my in the first place? In other words,
because
stopping ESG is fine, but it doesn't do anything. See, they still have 100% control, and they'll still let the control march on. In the end of the day, it won't matter. It's like, we don't like the Democrats' ESG plan. We want a RSG, a Republican ESG plan, you see? But they're not taking away any control at all, Chris. They're just battling over who gets the control and whose plan we lay out to obtain that control. That's all we're discussing here in this effort to supposedly sue and stop them. We're going about it all wrong.
Absolutely.
And the result won't change anything, Chris.
No, it won't. Just like when they wanted to get rid of Obamacare, it wasn't just get rid of it because it's unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment. They wanted to repeal and what? Replace. See, they don't want to get rid of the deep state. They just want to run the deep state. Like you said, we have the government, the federal government especially, has no business
being involved in our retirement investments. The state governments don't. Nobody does but us and whoever we contract with legally. And that's the thing. You got these bills of rights. You got the flyers' bill of rights. You got the patient's bill of rights. You know, now you're going to have this investor's bill of rights. And everybody wants to, the Congress wants to give us all these bills of rights. Well, I have the right to negotiate with whomever I enter into a legally binding contract to comply with whatever terms I dictate they comply with. Between me and them alone, I don't need to involve any other third parties, the least of which Congress or even my state legislature or other governmental bureaucrats or politicians. Anyway, you're right.
So think about this. Whatever they can undo today or change the direction of today, they can do the same thing tomorrow with a different agenda. So, hey, right now they're going to get these states to diversify from BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, these huge asset manager companies that are pushing ESG. That's fine. That sounds great. That's good. But at the end of the day, why does Congress have the authority to decide at all? Congress is the one that really props up and controls the stock market behind the scenes with these very examples that I'm giving you. They control your portfolio. Your 401k is all involved in these big, huge companies. So do you want Congress to regulate what these companies can and cannot do? Do you want Congress to regulate? Okay, what I mean is, in this very effort, it reminds me of the folks that want to put abstinence in the sex-only education plan. It sounds good, Chris. By golly, if we're going to teach sex everywhere, let's do abstinence. At least it's a choice people can and should make and be familiar with. On one hand, that sounds good on the surface. On the other hand, then pretty soon you got the folks that are for abstinence. They're pushing to keep government funding for sex education as much as everybody else. And now you've got 10 choices. 9 of them are promoting perverted sex. One of them is promoting a proper view of sexual relations. But 1 out of 9 at the table of keeping that feeding trough rolling? The answer is to stop the feeding trough in the first place, not to get your agenda added to the feeding trough. And that's what we're talking about here, Chris.
1,000%, Sam. I couldn't agree more with you. You're right. We miss the forest for the trees. We're looking at individual trees when we're missing the fact that we're surrounded by this big, gloomy, ominous forest that is eventually going to destroy our nation and our Christian culture along with it.
But while we battle about the direction of ESG via these big companies, the international group continues to march us on behind the scenes and not get any focus. The World Economic Forum is partnering with the UN on this agenda, Chris.
Yep, the world, and this is William Jasper's words. I'll read them word for word. The WEF, the World Economic Forum, globalists see ESG as a critical element of the Great Reset, the plan to reset all of humanity politically, economically, socially, biologically, morally, and spiritually. That covers a lot of bases, Sam. The WEF, William F. Jasper goes on to say, is an official strategic partner of the United Nations. We knew that. So it should be no surprise that the World Economic Forum openly admits that ESG is a system to boost the UN's 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And unquote, by the way. And if we buy into, like I say, if we buy into sustainability, then we're buying into our own slavery, because they, the UN, the World Economic Forum, and, you know, all of the organizations.
But, Chris, what are the Republicans doing on the international scale to warn us about these threats and to stand against these threats in general at the UN level and the World Economic Forum level, besides a couple of statements from, say, in Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few other people like that? Nobody else is mentioning it. When was the Donald telling you about, hey, we got to jettison the World Economic Forum? When was the leadership of the Republican Party warning about that and creating efforts to stop that? See, they want to debate the ESG, but they don't want to debate the whole shooting match at all.
Well, they're funding these organizations, these evil organizations that are trying to impose sustainability on us. And as you pointed out just a few minutes ago, and as I concurred with, all they need to do is to unappropriate funds to those organizations. Problem solved. Because the UN gets 24% of its funding from the United States. I mean, that's a huge chunk. I mean, that's a good first step. But more than that, they should be citing the 10th Amendment of the Constitution and helping people to recognize that the whole concatenation of diabolical rascality has no legitimacy under our Constitution to whom they swore a sacred oath to God. And that's the problem. We are not looking at the big picture. We're playing whack-a-mole. We're hitting a mole here, hitting a mole there, and not realizing that the more we hit them, the more they pop their heads up. And we'll never get ahead of the game that way.
And sadly, all leaders at all levels seem to be engaged in that. And let me give an example of, say, a Rand Paul or a Ron Paul or some of these people who I think are great people. Mike Lee, some of these other people that are doing a pretty good job for the most part. They are so few and far between, they don't have any clout. Same with us in the media. You know what? We can speak out against this, and we should. I'm not saying give up on this. All I'm saying is that, look, none of us have enough clout. The American people aren't funding us or promoting us or highlighting us or viewing and watching us in great enough numbers to matter. They're not backing the Ron Pauls of the world. They're not backing the Sam Bushmans or the Chris Carlsons of the world. Not enough to matter. You know, I get thousands of listeners. That's all true. But until they put in thousands of dollars, hey, I can't grow the message. I'm, for the most part, preaching to the choir. I'm, for the most part, educating the very few. I am certainly ferreting out the elect in heart and those who are truly interested in preserving and restoring this nation. No doubt about it. We're finding those people, but we're not en masse changing hearts and minds like we could if we had real funding and real support and a meaningful way to grow. And Donald Trump and other leaders know this. They don't care.
Yes.
They don't, you know. So Donald launched his own media company. That's fine. But it's just mired in litigation. But at the end of the day, hey, how many people can we get this word out to and change hearts and influence minds and people to really understand the truth on this? And I just see that the leaders that stand for what's right and really call a halt to the con game and would do so, meaning follow through with it, as opposed to rhetoric without effort or without facts, the numbers that we have are far and few between, Chris.
Well, and don't forget the Donald Trump trading cards. I mean, he issued another round of his trading cards between his social media platform of trading cards. I want to save my country, don't I, Sam? Between those two, we might could save this country, Sam.
See, and this is what we mean by a cartoon character in a clown show. You're telling me you're going to do Donald Trump trading cards while we're trying to save the country? From the World Economic Forum in bed with the United Nations, destroying the country at the general level via the FBI and the Justice Department. Okay, this is what we're talking about. There's no accountability for any of these clowns at all. Where are FBI and Justice Department people going to prison for literally tampering in the 2020 elections?
Yeah.
Manipulating the media, shutting down your First Amendment at every level. Okay, when are we going to prosecute these criminals for these actions? And see, we're not, folks, as a country. Why? Because there's not enough of us.
Nope. So, yep, that's why we have to be prepared for the eventuality of.
Now, on one hand, you can say
calamitous.
It's a dismal picture, and it is. On the other hand, we win, God wins, and we can spend our time preparing. We can spend our time developing relationships and gaining knowledge. We're launching a new website pretty soon, too, called Prep Starts Now, Chris, to help people kind of get a handle on this and take care of their own personal needs. PrepStartsNow.com will be the website. It's already in its infancy, but it's going to be launched pretty soon. It's up and available where people can see it, but a soft launch will be coming soon for that website. So, you know, we're trying to make a difference in every way that we can, Chris. And it's a
Good.
Long road to hoe.
Good, because that's something you can do on an individual level, on a family level. And I commend you for that website, by the way, Sam. Thank you for doing that. I'll check it out as soon as
well,
it's up and running.
We've got a lot of work to do. There's not enough of us dollars and people to get it done, but we're doing the very best we can on the limited resources that we have. Why? Because it matters. Why? Because you, my fellow listeners, matter. You're part of the great family of elite, elected, God-ordained sons and daughters of an almighty God. And we win in the end. So our efforts are small, but we do our best and leave the rest up to the Almighty. For Chris Carlson, wrap it up, buddy.
Yes, sir. Without God, we cannot win, Sam. With God, we cannot lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in that fight. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving patriots everywhere, continuing our duty, sir.
God save the Republic of the United States of America.